Lakeland. With International Women's Day set for March 8, it offers an opportunity to recognize and celebrate the contributions of women in politics who play a crucial role in shaping local communities. Prominent voices in the Lakeland include City of Cold Lake Count Vicky Lefebvre, County of St. Paul Deputy Reeve Maxine Fodness, and Town of Bonneville Count Kayla Blanchett. The councillors shared insights into the challenges and rewards of being women in the political arena. Sitting on City Council Count Vicky Lefebvre acknowledges the commitment to service that comes with being on the City Council. The public often sees elected officials at events, but there is much more behind the scenes, including attending numerous meetings and serving on various committees. Lefebvre sheds light on the time-consuming nature of the role, which involves juggling multiple responsibilities, including conferences out of the area. Lefebvre believes in encouraging more women to join politics and highlights the unique perspectives they bring to the table. I think I bring a different view of things to the council rather than my fellow councillors. Being a woman, I have to look at things a little bit different. Each male and female, they all have very good qualities. But you have a different way of looking at things. Expressing her passion for specific issues like libraries and family and community support services, FCSS, Lefebvre asserts that diversity on the council, including people from different occupations and backgrounds, leads to better decision-making. She sees these differences as strengths that contribute to a well-rounded perspective. Lefebvre acknowledges the changing landscape for women in politics, noting that people are becoming more accepting of women in different roles. She believes breaking the stereotypes is important. Sometimes you can be out in public and people just automatically think it's the man that's the counselor, Lefebvre admits. Her advice to women aspiring to enter politics is grounded in the belief that doing the best job possible will be appreciated, regardless of gender. Lefebvre is serving her fourth term and was first elected to City Council in 2010. Longtime County Councillor Deputy Reeve Maxine Fodness shares her journey of volunteering in the community, driven by a desire to help people. Now serving her sixth term with the County of St. Paul, Fodness takes pride in being the first woman re-elected in her position. Fodness was first elected to County Council in the fall of 2004. Her dedication to continuous learning reflects a commitment to making informed decisions for her community. Fodness encourages women to get involved in politics, emphasizing the unique perspective they bring. She highlights the overall approach women often take, considering the consequences and benefits of the decisions being made. Drawing on her own experience, Fodness notes, "We do have a different perspective because women tend to be more nurturing, we're more concerned about the impact of decisions on people rather than just looking at a solution for a problem. We take everything into account." Reflecting on the early days of her political career, Fodness acknowledges the challenges faced as a woman in what was perceived as an old boys' club. Undeterred, she focused on making the best decisions for her community. Now serving as Deputy Reeve for the second term, she sees positive changes in council's dynamics and her growing influence. "A lot of times when I first began, I wasn't listened to, and now I'm happy to say that the council I'm working with presently is a really good council, and it's the second term that I am serving as Deputy Reeve." Fresh face on Bonneville Council Town of Bonneville Count Kayla Blanchett decided to run for council in 2021 and is in her first term on council. Blanchett underscores the significance of acknowledging the pivotal role of women in politics. "Before making my final decision to run for council in 2021, I often asked myself whether I was qualified to be a councillor. Ultimately, I decided I was, because why not?" She says her journey into politics was driven by a sense of duty and opportunity. Town of Bonneville Count Kayla Blanchett, photo supplied. "One of my main reasons for running was seeing a list of candidates without a single other female vying for a councillor position. I thought of my two children, one boy and one girl, and I want them to grow up in a world where they're both represented, heard, and have equal opportunities." Her determination stems from a desire to break down barriers and set an example of equal participation in governance. Regardless of my gender, I have a strong passion for our community, and while we vote in elections every 4 years, when you're elected to represent your community in local politics, you get to wake up and vote every day about what kind of community you want to live in, and that's truly a privilege, says Blanchette. She stresses the importance of women's voices not only within council chambers but across all levels of government. It's important for women to have a voice not only on council, but we need to be involved in all levels of government, she asserts. Recognizing women's unique perspectives, she highlights their diverse experiences, from being stay-at-home parents to professionals, students, and active community members. These are valuable perspectives, and we need them at the table when we're making decisions for our community as a whole. Despite progress, she acknowledges the ongoing underrepresentation of women in politics and calls for a significant shift. I've realized that getting elected was just the first step, and in some ways, it was the easiest step in my political career, she admits. Balancing assertiveness with approachability, she navigates societal norms while ensuring her perspective is respectfully considered. It's a balancing act, Blanchette concludes.